The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Well, I didn't realize that we had a sexist in here.
Stop.
We just asked Alexis if she went into a fine dining establishment, you know, being from that industry and all, and she met the chef before she ate, and the chef was either a man or a woman, if it would be a difference in her mind as to how, which one was going to be better. She said, I don't know because I've never met a woman chef. So wow. That right there tells you that she would think that the man is going to be better. And she would be taken aback by a woman chef, which I find very offensive.
Yeah, that's so rude.
Stop. I would be pleasantly surprised.
Sure you would. Sure
so,
you would.
So if they had co-executive chefs in the restaurant and they bring them both out, one's a guy, one's a woman, and they introduce you to both of them, and there's the guy who looks like, you know, he's got all the stereotypes of a chef, you know, products in his hair, tattoos all over him, you know, the whole thing. And then she's a woman, just looks like a normal woman chef. And they say, okay, which one are you going to choose to cook your meal tonight? Which one would you choose?
I mean, just based off of experience and what I know, I might pick the guy. But also maybe because he's hot.
Oh, my God.
I just like a guy cooking me food. What's wrong with that?
Oh.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yikes. Man. But, you know, if a guy said, I'm going to pick the woman because women are just better in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that would be bad. He would get crucified for that.
If he said, I just like a woman cooking for me.
Yeah.
All hell would break loose.
Because who's ever said a man's place is in the kitchen?
Yeah, he'd be the biggest piece of trash ever.
That is a kick in the pants. Cooking is, you know, traditionally a woman's job. It's a gender role.
Mm-hmm.
Yet all the most famous chefs are men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's such a kick in the pants.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's hard for a man to have the time during the day to go out and work all day and support the family and then come home and do the cooking as well. It can be a little more difficult.
Yeah, but why, if the women are doing it the most, why are they not the famous ones?
Because men are actually just better at it inherently. Yeah,
women are, you know, women reach their pinnacle inside the home.
I don't like this conversation anymore.
You know, that's the ceiling for a woman, the husband and kids, you know, preparing food for the family. Like, that's what they're made for.
Yeah, it's like any sport. Far more people play basketball than become professional basketball players, but they're the very best.
Right.
So far more women may cook at home.
They're just not as good.
They're just
is what you're saying.
They're not in the NBA of cooking. They're not good enough.
Yeah.
And why are you looking like you're disgusted by that, Alexis? You're the one that just said you would choose the man over the woman, everything equal.
But I said not because of her skill set. I said because I just like a guy cooking for me.
Well, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
because you like a guy cooking for you because you think it's better than if a woman's cooking for you.
Yeah, but I also like cooking, and I know how to cook very well.
Yeah, what about, in the home?
I can also cook in a restaurant.
Not legally.
What do you mean not legally? Whatever.
Or what about a hairdresser? You don't know either one of them. They said either Chaz is going to do your hair today or Sheila.
No, I'm going to pick Sheila.
Huh?
I'm going to pick Sheila.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's surprising. Being that you hate women.
I don't hate women.
Hey, boobs, out of the kitchen. We got a pan here. Hey, skirt.
Get out.
Take a hike.
Take a hike.
We got a man here.
Mm-hmm. If you were running a Swang restaurant it. And the chef was sick and you had two people there, a man and a woman, you knew the exact same thing about both of them. They both were at the exact same level.
They're both sous chefs.
They both said, I can do it. You got to pick one to run the kitchen for the night. Who are you going with?
And I already know them. They've worked for me. I'll pick the girl because she's probably, if she's a sous chef, she knows what she's doing.
Well, so does he.
Well, so does he.
Yeah.
And the chances are greater that he's going to go ahead and be an executive chef, and she'll be Sue for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Just Sue.
Sue the Sue.
I'm just kidding. Ladies, we're joking. We're just trying to illustrate how Alexis hates women.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I don't. Mm. I love women and men.
All right, let's say they're two guys and they're equal and they're going to cook for you and you got to pick which one. One of them is covered in tattoos, the other has no tattoos.
Oh, covered in tattoos. The food's going to be even way better.
Right, because that's the stereotype now that they all have tattoos. I would say it depends on where their tattoos are. If the tattoos are on the back of the hand, I'm going with the other one because that just looks dirty. If somebody's preparing your food and they got tattoos on the back of their hands, that looks dirty. Just like you wouldn't want somebody preparing your food who has big old hairy hands.
Ew. They're,
you know.
I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. You'd be...
Yuck.
You know, like you wouldn't want Jon Stewart cooking something for hairy? You. Little hairy hands. By the way, that'd be a great cheesy DJ.
Hairy hands.
Yeah, it's hairy hands along with you. We didn't know a radio guy one time named Hairy Leg. No, of him. We didn't know him.
And he only had one hairy leg?
Mm-hmm. Hairy leg.
What happened to the other leg?
I don't know. I don't think it was real.
It's too hairy.
I don't think that was really his name.
Oh.
I mean, you know, if you're going to call yourself Hairy Leg.
Hairy Leg.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Although, one of the most famous men that was ever on the radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, his name was Gymnasium.
Someone should have bopped him. Gymnasium.
Yeah. And Harry Johnson.
No one was called Harry.
Yeah.
No, you're lying. Yeah. I don't believe that.
Harry Paratestes. He did the high five at nine.
That was gross. They need Manscaped.
Yeah, Gymnasium. Wow. Part of the one of the biggest morning shows in Baton Rouge for a long time.
And wasn't there somebody named Jim Shorts at one time somewhere? Famous DJ sure named Jim Shorts.
So stupid. Just don't be a dumbass.
Yeah. That's coming from a man whose name's Ace Hole.
Did you guys have any other radio names before you decided on Ace and TJ?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just a DJ by myself, I had several. Yeah, I was Richie Rich first, and then I was Shotgun McGee because I thought that Shotgun was a cool name, and I needed a last name to go with it, and there was a guy playing baseball against the Braves the night I was watching before I went to work. His name was Reggie McGee, and I thought, well, that goes with Shotgun. And then TJ.
Now, what was the other DJ name when you were a kid and you were DJing?
Oh, the Duke of Funk.
The Duke of Funk. Yeah. I like that one.
Some middle school kid whose name is the Duke of Funk.
Right. Was at the teen scene in Winfield, Louisiana, is an arcade, and they had dance and break dancing and stuff. And they'd be like,
hey, sixth grader Duke of Funk.
He'd say, Richie, play something slow. And I go, hey, man, call me the Duke.
My name is the Duke.
I'm behind these turntables. I'm not Rich. I'm the Duke of Funk.
Duke of Funk.
Hey, don't call me by my real name.
I've been officially
in front of these bitches. Not in front of my bitches.
Duke of Funk, I'll slow it down for you now.
Are y'all having a good time? I said.
And you have a good time.
The Duke. Couple of days only. Joanna by cooling the game.
Oh my God.
Oh, I wish I could go back in time. Hang out with you guys. Little kid, Ace and DJ.
My little ass trying to carry a heavy ass PA system in there and hook it up. No help. Back then, that shit weighed a lot.
I can't believe they let you DJ. Was there no like rules about how old you had to be to work?
No, I mean, it's such a small town, and the lady that owned the place was my friend's mom, and she just gave me cash at the end of the night, and I could have a pizza or whatever I wanted to eat. That was it. And then I realized, oh, shit, she getting a good deal here. Yeah. How much? I'm turning it out.
Yeah. How much would she pay you? Any idea?
I think it was like $10.
Yeah.
And whatever I wanted to eat.
$10? Yeah. For the whole night?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it was, they had to close at 10 or something like that. So it wasn't that many.
It's like
hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. 4 hours, maybe. Hour. 4 hours.
Like $3 an hour.
Yeah. I mean, but. That's more than I could have been making anywhere else because I wasn't legal to be working.
True.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I was doing my art. It was my art.
Yeah.
You know?
Creating the funk.
That's called paying exactly. Your dues, man.
And she was also my seventh grade teacher.
She was the Ms. manager Howell. And yeah. The teacher.
Yeah. My seventh grade science teacher and speech and theater teacher in middle school. So she was the one that... when I was in the seventh grade, I wrote we had a little variety show that we did in the class, and I ended up being the host, and it was called the Richie Show. And,
what did you guys do on this show?
Yeah. We had people singing and, whatever.
Get out. Oh, that's so cute. You're such a cute little kid.
And I wrote a song to my girlfriend and sang it to her at the end of each show.
Singing.
And I called her up. Yeah. I don't remember it.
Oh, you didn't ever have said that before. I don't remember that little detail.
Yeah.
You wrote us. Yeah, it was like I took a song every week.
Yeah, my mama helped me with it. It wasn't every week. It was a thing that we were doing as a project in class. And so we would perform the little variety show for several classes at a time. And they would, swap out and. And at the end of each show, my girlfriend would come up and sit in the chair and I'd sing to her.
If you don't get in here with that damn song.
I know, I need to hear it.
Is there any chance your mom would remember that song?
No. Damn. I know it was I know the tune of it was to You Needed Me by Ann Murray.
Oh my God.
Which is a great song.
Yeah.
And in front of people you would do that? Like you weren't even shy at all?
Uh-uh.
What was your girlfriend's name?
Melanie.
Mm-hmm. Melanie.
The Duke of Funk about to
break y'all off a little something.
Hold up, Mel Bell.
I'm going to ask my cinnamon apple to come up.
Excuse me. I'd like to.
If I can bring it down, I'd like to ask Melanie to come up to the stage, please.
My cinnamon apple.
Okay. Rural Louisiana.
My future baby mama. Come on up here.
It's so romantic.
Yeah. My baby. That's my baby
and
mama.
The music was on a tape that my mama had recorded playing a piano. She played the piano and that was the music that I had. So they would start the tape, put a microphone up to the speaker.
There you were, just singing your little heart out to Melanie.
Yeah, killing it. Killing it.
Melanie was swooning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was.
Lucky girl.
Yep. She was swinging that charm bracelet I gave her for Valentine's Day. Blinging.
But I wouldn't give it. There was video of that somewhere.
No.
That was definitely the one that got away for her.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Melanie?
She married a guy that played football at Louisiana Tech that I knew from the next town. He lived in my grandparents'.
Okay.
Town, and they met in college, and they got married. And he's a warden at prisons and stuff in Arizona.
Okay,
yeah. But we still know that was the real deal back then.
Yeah, you were the one that got away,
the Duke of Funk.
Mm-hmm.
And Melanie has to live with that every day that the Duke of Funk got away.
I mean, imagine that if you know that you could have married royalty if you'd have just stuck it out, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
How'd you blow that?
Yeah. Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Alexis, you sound surprised that I wasn't too shy to get up in front of people in the seventh grade and do all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
When I was in the fifth grade, I mean, not to be bragging, but when I was in the fifth grade, I won. It was a talent contest between them. It was everybody from fifth grade to 12th grade. And I won most outstanding talent. Overall, in the fifth grade, I beat out like high school bands and stuff like that.
What was your talent?
Doing stand-up comedy and impressions and stuff.
In the fifth grade, you won?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think that you'd want all the attention on you like that.
No, performing attention, I like. I'm good with that. It's just personal attention, like my birthday and, you know, things of that nature.
Being given a gift.
A priest, a rabbi, and a Chinese guy.
I know, little TJ
would jump. Walking
to a bar. Yeah. I mean, but you know, I was pulling that air.
In the fifth grade?
No, hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some hoary teachers around there.
Ew.
So I say to the guy, that's not a recliner, that's my wife. Ping pong balls? Yeah. I thought you said King Kong's balls. You've been a great audience. Thanks so much. Take care of yourself. Tip your bartender.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, what name did you go? Were you still the Duke of Funk when you were on stage as a comedian?
No.
You just went by your real name?
Yeah. Because I wasn't, I didn't get knighted or whatever until the seventh grade.
Knighted the Duke right. of Funk. And who knighted you?
wasn't made a Duke officially until this.
Yeah. So.
I need to find a time machine for real.
Use your crystals. Will they take you back in time?
Maybe. Like, take me back to when TJ was in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was legendary. That's why it was such a shock to me when my mama said, I want you to come back for your high school reunion so all those people that said you'd never amount to anything will see that you did. And I was like, no, nobody ever thought that I wouldn't amount to anything.
Yeah.
Obviously, these are your thoughts coming through.
Weren't you literally voted, I know, most talented and most likely to succeed or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of hard to, you know, that's kind of a hint that in half that people think you're going to be okay in life.
Yeah. I never got voted most anything. That sucks.
Most likely to stay overnight at a guy's place?
No. Yeah.
No.
Most likely to
conceive. Most likely to conceive.
My mom probably thought that.
Did your mom think you were pretty loose in high school?
No.
Were you?
No, not in high school.
Yeah, that's why she made her wear the same two outfits. She wouldn't let her wear but two outfits. Keep the boys off of her.
And I would like hide clothes in my backpack and change when I got to school. I was horrible.
But how did you have clothes? I thought she took your clothes away from you.
I would go buy stuff in secret.
Yeah.
Where would you hide it in your room or keep it at someone else's house and get it later?
No, I would hide it in my room. Okay. All these little slutty shirts that I would wear as a teenager is horrible.
So you've been doing it that long. It's been a constant. Like since you were 14.
That never went away.
So at 30, can you look back now and realize, like, damn, I should not have been wearing that.
Yeah. And then I would wear this, like, glitter eyeshadow where my whole eyelid was, like, covered in glitter. And it was ugly. And I would have to, like, wipe my eyes before I got home because my mom didn't let me wear makeup.
I like it because it's subtle.
It's like you can see. It's like, so blinding people.
You can't even tell I'm wearing it.
Oh, it was so ugly. Like, what was I thinking?
And you never forgot you had to stop and change clothes before you went home every day?
No, because my mom wasn't home when I got home from school. Oh, okay.
And that's the problem.
Got it. Makes sense now.
So you rode the bus?
Yeah.
The Yellow Hound?
Yep.
Did y'all call it a Yellow Hound in Massachusetts?
No, that was here in Charlotte.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, in Massachusetts, I walked to school.
Oh.
They don't have yellow buses. That's like a thing you only see on TV, unless you go on field trips.
So everybody just lives close enough to the school to walk?
Yeah.
Even in the cold?
Mm-hmm. My hair would be frozen by the time I got to school. And then it started melting.
Hair, glitter all over.
Yeah.
Hair boys. One at a time, please.
No, like, yeah. Missing front
no
teeth.
Wonder you weren't a slut in high school.
Yeah. Frozen and tight curls.
Yeah, they were wet, tight curls.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Boobs out.
With my big ass forehead.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Gotta beat them off with a stick.
And you know, like how you would send, well, I don't know if you guys did this, but like they would send out chocolate roses for Valentine's Day. Or,
yeah.
So I never got any, yeah. But one year I sent it to this guy because I had a crush on him, but I sent it anonymous. Ooh. And my best friend told him that it was me, and the whole class started laughing at me and they were making fun of me.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That was such a big deal when they would walk in with those roses. They used to do it at lunch. And it would, like, you could hear a pin drop. People would go, who's going to get one?
Yeah. I never got one.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Yeah. But I've never seen a guy get, I never saw a guy get one.
Ours weren't chocolate. They were just like plastic roses.
Yeah. Yeah. Plastic.
Yeah, because my school was, it was weird. They would be afraid that the chocolate would get all over everything, make a mess.
Yeah, ours were plastic too, that they weren't, you know, weren't candy or anything.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So they were like, hey,
that
everybody.
Traumatized me.
Yeah.
Because like his name was Mark Canillas. He had these freckles and these blue eyes, and I had the biggest crush on him. And I would just stare at him throughout class. I'd just like look at him like.
You just got his whole name
with the glitter on your eyes.
Frozen hair. Frozen hair. Hair as it's thawing out, it's dripping like sweat.
Staring at him. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
I'm going to send you a rose.
I like your freckles.
Will you be my Valentine?
Your freckles are so cute.
Your baby blues.
What did he say? Did he come and tell you thank you or anything?
No, because everybody was making fun of me, so he didn't want to like be involved because everybody was like, oh my god, she sent you a flower.
What grade was this?
I was like in fourth grade or fifth. No.
You had a lot of those aw moments and you were growing up, didn't you?
I did.
Like, bless her heart.
Yeah.
The little freak show. Frozen hair.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Let's go. The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
What are y'all talking about?
Oh.
What did I do?
You silly goose.
She is so silly.
What did I do?
Just, you're, you know, you're being you.
What? Tell everyone so we can all laugh, so it'll be so funny to everyone.
We're in a new studio, as if you weren't aware. We have windows in our studio, two windows. And I will give TJ credit. At some point during the morning, the sun shines through and it shines right on his face. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you look at him and there's a big line of light right through the middle of his head. So about three times during Share Funny, as the sun rises over our beautiful city, TJ gets up, closes the blinds, sits back down. 10 minutes later, he gets up again, opens them again, because I guess the sun has moved. Mm. This happens three or four times during Share Funny. Gets up to open the blinds, cracks them, goes over here. He's constant with the blinds.
Well, constant. Because I want to be able to see out, because it's not a big room, and, you know, to see what's going on outside.
Yeah.
One window shines directly into my face when the sun's in a certain position. The other window reflects off of the vehicles and bounces into Ace's eyes where he sits. So I'm trying to monitor both of them.
Such delicate flowers oh. and having this room.
In this room.
It's a delicate ecosystem in here.
I haven't said a damn word.
You always are talking about the sun and the wind. But you're like, the sun's in my eyes. I can't see. I mean, with a cuss word in the middle of that.
If it bounces off the cars outside, I'm not going to sit here with it in my eyes, but I haven't said a word today. I'm just sitting over here doing my work.
But also, you have to make sure that you close the blinds in the right direction, because if not, he will freak out. He's like, it's the other way. I'm like, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. One way shuts it off more than the other way. I mean, if it were bouncing right into your eyes, shining straight into your eyes, you would see the difference.
No, I would love it.
No, you wouldn't. I need y'all to be able to focus on the show. And if the sun's coming directly into my eyes, y'all are going to be mesmerized by how beautiful the green is.
Get out of here. That's
true. And you wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything.
Yeah, I wasn't judging. I was just making a joke because TJ told Rob to close the blinds. And I said, and then in 10 minutes, can you go back over there and open them up again?
And then Alexis piled it on with it's got to go a certain direction.
She did pile on. And then brought Ace into it.
Don't get me into a good roast session. It's my favorite.
She's dangerous. Mm-hmm.
So Paul Davis Restoration is a sponsor of Share Funny, and we heard from them yesterday and wanted to pass that along. They said that, like so many other people, they said that yesterday was the most proud they had ever been to be sponsoring Share Funny, because it was such a great Share Funny edition.
Wonderful.
Yeah. They said they couldn't put their finger on what it was, but there was something yesterday that was different about it, and they just sat in awe and were so glad that they are associated in a partnership with Share Funny on days like yesterday.
In awe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so good. I'm so happy that our clients are very happy with what they're getting.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
So happy with the show when Alexis has a sick day. A flat day. She has a bad tire day.
Hey, don't tell me that. I have more sick days.
Mm-hmm. So Paul Davis Restoration takes your house or your business, whatever, if it's been damaged in a catastrophic way by fire or flood or high winds, you know, like the kind of wind that would make Ace not come outside for 2 days. That kind of wind.
I hate the wind.
They clean it, rebuild, get it back to its pre-catastrophe condition. And they do it quickly. They're emergency technicians. Get on it. So what you need to do is just go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. You should be able to remember that, even if you're driving. You know, acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. I just heard about this. I didn't know that this was becoming a thing, but evidently, Alex, are you now considered trilingual, or are you about to become are you studying to become trilingual?
Well,
because you speak English okay, and you speak a Spanish okay. I mean, you're not great at either. Uh-huh. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not, as they say, setting the woods on fire.
Please.
There's a country saying for you. I've been giving you a country saying in a while. Well, he's really setting the woods on fire. It means it's going strong. So, what is your new language?
Japanese.
Okay, so
I learned some phrases in Japanese.
Is that because the Reiki was created in Japan, or not in Japan, but by a Japanese fella?
Yep. And because before you start a Reiki session, you have to say these words to activate the healing energy that you're about to perform. Okay,
so right there, I know that if nothing else, I would be out of it. Because you have to activate a foreign language to be able to get the job done. No, thank you.
Well, you say it in both languages.
It's U.S. America. Okay. All the way.
What are the words you say?
Do you want me to say it in English first or Japanese?
Japanese.
Okay. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kyo dake wa ika luna shimpai suna kansha shite gyo o agame itoni shinsetuni ni. And it means, just for today, do not be angry. Do not worry. Be grateful. Do your duties fully and be kind to others.
All right. Now, why do you have to say it in Japanese?
Because Reiki comes from Japan.
Yeah, but if nobody's understanding what you're saying.
That's why you say it in both languages.
Okay, well, why not just say it in the one language that the people understand that you're talking to?
Because how cool do I sound saying that?
Oh, okay. So it really has no bearing on whether or not you're going to make somebody feel better. Right.
I mean, I just think it's like extra healing if I say it in Japanese. Oh,
well, you know, and the whole thing, honestly, and I give this to you, the whole thing is whatever you think. The whole process,
yeah,
is whatever you think, and that's good. Mm-hmm. So you think it helps with the healing process?
Definitely.
See, that's like if you're speaking Japanese, I'm going in, I'm getting Reiki, and then you start with some Japanese stuff, and I'm going, why are you doing that?
Well,
why are you not just speaking in English? It's like the same feeling I have when you go into a Mexican restaurant and they're playing Mexican soccer games on every TV and it's in Spanish and you're playing nothing but music being sung in Spanish. You're not playing that for the customers. You're playing it for the benefit of the staff.
Right.
Because your customers are left out in the cold. They don't know. I don't know about the Mexican soccer or anything. I don't know what these songs are saying. You know, when I'm sitting there listening.
However, TJ, I think if you're going in for a Reiki session, you would want the full closest to home Reiki experience, mm-hmm. and it would mean more to you, more realistic, more authentic, were the person to speak those words in Japanese, because that would be the kind of thing you're into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Traditional.
Only if the person doing the Reiki, making Reiki with me, is Japanese.
Okay.
Not some little Salvadorian girl.
Yeah. Who's reading it out of a book.
Well, I'm going to memorize it, Ace. I just haven't memorized it yet.
I'm going to go, okay, so.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah. Wow. I would be thrown. My mind wouldn't be able to concentrate on her giving me Reiki. Because I'd be going, why is this little Latina speaking Japanese?
I sound good though, don't I?
Do it again.
Kyo dake wa ika luna shimpai suna kansha shite gyo o hagame hito ni shinsetsu ni.
Yeah, I think it's all a bunch of shite.
Sounds pretty shite.
Yeah, you sound shite on that.
That should be the intro to the show. It's just Alexis talking in Japanese.
So are you going to learn more Japanese?
I want to.
Because obviously, I mean, I'm not saying this to be funny, but you have the ability to learn other languages. Now, some people have a block with that. Like, I don't know that I could learn Spanish, for example, even if I took classes and did all that. I don't know if I probably could, because I'm really smart, but a lot of people wouldn't be able to pick that up. But if you the way I look at it is, if you can speak two languages, you could speak three pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had to go through the process of learning an entire language that's not your first language, I don't understand that. Why wouldn't you add four or five languages to it? So you'd be coming up in here, you know, yelling like a hibachi chef, talking all kind of shit.
Kyo dake wa.
Say that in more of a softer delivery.
Kio dakewa ika luna shimpai suna kansha shite geyo o hageme hitoni shinsetsuni.
Yeah, see, now that's mo better.
That's Mo Better.
That is Mo Better right there. Yeah. So that doesn't sound so shite.
Are there things you say while doing the Reiki in Japanese?
No. That, I mean, you start with saying that. And right. Then
but I mean, while you're feeling for the energy, yeah. There's like, you know. I don't know, you know, whatever.
Hibachi. And I also learned the actual word for the bad energy, what it's called. It's called biosyn.
Oh, yeah. That's the scientific name for it.
That's the scientific name for it.
Yeah, where's the science behind that? Where's the science?
And here's a member of the radio family who messages us all the time. She says, if this justifies Alexis any, I would love to have a Reiki cleansing. I fully believe energy is a very powerful thing and affects us all. And when we learn to unblock ourselves and open ourselves up, it can change your well-being and even your life. That balances out the guy yesterday that sent us a message after we had you on that said, I'm going to have to find another show. Y'all pushing this witchcraft.
Oh, my God. It's not witchcraft.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, dude, witchcraft.
Right. It's not witchcraft.
It's more like wizardry.
But then we had that one guy who said that he would like Alexis to pull the negative energy out of him. And he said that his negative energy is all tied up in his semen.
Ew. Stop. That's disgusting.
It's in my nose.
I keep all of my negative energy in my prostate.
It's compartmentalized.
Can you pull that?
I can't with you.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Today is National Irish Coffee Day, where you're supposed to put whiskey in your coffee.
Is that good?
No, I can't imagine it being good. Whiskey?
An Irish coffee?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And is that all just like an Irish whiskey in coffee?
And Bailey's.
So it's Bailey's, coffee, black coffee, Bailey's, and whatever whiskey of your choice, or Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the difference in Irish whiskey and like whiskey from Kentucky?
It's Kentucky whiskey. Like, it's even spelled differently. Like, I think they maybe do it in different barrels because there's Canadian whiskey, Irish whiskey, and Kentucky whiskey.
Okay.
And they're all spelled differently, but I don't know if how they make
it's
it.
That's how they
different.
Age it and,
yeah.
and that okay. sort of thing.
Because right. It's Kentucky.
Because it's Kentucky whiskey.
Yeah, I thought she was being a smart ass.
No, like I'm saying it's because it's there. Yeah. But they can only be called bourbon if it's in Kentucky.
Right. Yeah. I think that's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the only Irish whiskey I know is Jameson and that stuff. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I don't like anything Irish. I hate the people.
I don't like no
potatoes.
I don't eat potatoes. No, I'm kidding. I just don't like
come from goddamn America.
I don't like whiskey that much. I've tried.
I love whiskey.
Tried so much because it looks great when people are drinking it. It looks like it would be refreshing and just chilling, and I don't know. But I can't imagine. I would try it.
I'll bring
coffee.
Some in.
I'd try it in coffee, but I don't see how I would like that.
Let's do it on Friday.
I'll take a shot at it.
Yeah. Good. I'll bring the stuff in. You guys make the coffee.
Okay.
I can see where people putting just Bailey's in it would be okay, because isn't that a mint cream kind of things have a mint flavor to it?
They have different flavors, yeah.
Yeah, I would think just the regular. I don't like mint so much. Mm-mm. But just putting Bailey's in your coffee. But I probably have to put, you know, a little Splenda in it, too.
The thing about...
No?
You don't need Splenda because the Bailey's is sweet.
Yeah, but is it sweet enough?
Yeah. I promise. Mm,
the thing about...
I don't like bay leaves.
Drinking whiskey or bourbon would be... I would drink less. Beer is cold and refreshing. And it makes me fat. As you can tell by the 15 to 18 extra pounds that I'm carrying these days. So, true story. But, yeah, what TJ said, there's a scene in Ozark where they're having a meeting and they're pouring, I think they're pouring whiskey for everybody. Everybody has their own little glass of whiskey. And it looks so cool. Looks like, I bet that would taste excellent. And some of them, I like some of them, not all of them, but it's, I drink less of it, which is why if I drink, I should drink whiskey instead of beer because I would not get hammered.
My wife loves bourbon.
I love. Yeah. Don't you like bourbon too, though? I thought you liked bourbon.
I like an old fashioned sometimes.
Yeah.
But just to drink it straight or, you know, on the rocks, something like that, and I don't like it with Coke.
Ginger ale.
No, I don't like it. I probably would like it better with ginger ale, but when I drink it with Coke, then sometimes the powder gets in it and causes some kind of a paste. I don't like that paste.
All right, Pablo Escobar.
Wasted all that money.
Mm-hmm. But I have some really, really cool, somebody gave me for my birthday one year, the little whiskey glasses, and they're thick. Glass, like you could kill somebody just throwing it at them. I mean, it's really thick, nice. I'm talking about real nice,
real nice.
But I drink real peanut nice. Butter whiskey out of it. That doesn't count. If all whiskey tasted as good to me as peanut butter whiskey, I would never make it to work.
There's a. Did you like that? Was it? What did I bring you back from that store? That
yeah,
time?
The peach moonshine.
Peach
yeah.
moonshine.
I love
good?
That. Well, actually, what it was it was. Peaches in moonshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ate those peaches, and my little friend Jenny's husband, Michael, got in that one night when my brother-in-law, Chuck, was here.
Yeah.
And they both got effed up like a snake in a double-blade lawnmower.
Yeah, I had a, we came back there, I had a bottle of the peach and the apple. They were both excellent.
The apple had pieces of apples in it?
No. They had bottles, too, of like peach whiskey or apple whiskey, and they were both very good.
Mm-hmm. I love me
very
some
good.
Bourbon.
I was wondering if those were any good.
And I feel lit when I'm drinking it. I'm like, yeah, I'm the shit.
So it's a flex and a lit at the same time.
Yeah,
lit and flex.
Yeah, it's a flit.
Oh my god, that'd be a good name for a morning team. Lit and flex in the morning.
Lit and flex.
Hey, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, we'd lose you to them, wouldn't we?
I'm going to work.
Yeah, you'd be listening to them in your earbuds while you're doing the show.
Flex licks. Flex licks on the mics.
You don't drink much hard liquor, though, do you, Riggins?
Mm-mm.
Hardly any.
Yeah, hardly any.
Now, your dad and your brother, I know your oldest brother does.
Yeah.
But does the middle brother, Kevin?
Yeah, he's the obnoxious one about the whiskey.
Is he really?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, he's like the ultra millennial.
Because for a while they were into beers, all the different beers, and didn't your sister-in-law collect all the glasses from drinking each beer at the tap house place?
Great.
All the glass pints.
You made your house look like a frat thrift store. Right, it's real classy having the pint glasses above your cabinets. It looks like a dumpster in here. She was into that, and then, now my middle brother's way into whiskey, and he's talking, you know, this one's oaky. It's like, shut up. Shove it up your ass. I'm not into it. Not into it at all. But my dad's a big liquor drinker.
But not for the same trendy reasons. He's probably always enjoyed is it Crown? Is he like Crown?
He likes, he does
Scotch.
Crown. He does Scotch.
That's something I wish I could like. Scotch.
It's awful.
I know. It's disgusting.
Brutal. It's brutally terrible.
But it sounds so cool when someone orders a Scotch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a Dewar's. Dewar's is Scotch, right?
Yeah, it is. And Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker.
He's mostly into the gin and tonics.
Yeah.
The G&T.
Does he like homemade tonic?
Funny you say that. A couple years ago, my brothers gave him some like homemade bitters or tonic, or I don't know what it was. But yeah, he tried it. I think he did like it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's he doesn't like expensive stuff, so I doubt he would go back and buy an expensive homemade tonic or something. You know, he likes cheap stuff.
You can make it with a Soda Stream machine.
I know you had said that before.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah. It tastes the same, though.
Well, how do you make it, then?
What?
At home.
Tonic?
Yeah.
You need all these spices and herbs and stuff.
Okay. I prefer soda to tonic. Not a big tonic fan.
I like that little bitterness that tonic has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awful. Just makes your mouth dry.
So you like a semi-tonic.
A semi-tonic.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer.
Nice.
Semi-tonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that song.
It's so stupid, but so funny. I love that. Yeah. That's witty.
Thanks. So yeah, you got a bartender. You said that the Reiki deal and DUI school is the only time you've ever gotten a certificate for anything. You didn't go to bartender school?
No.
You didn't have to get certified to do any of that?
Bartender school is a scam.
Really?
Yeah.
So somebody calling themselves a mixologist is not really.
I told you. Hang on a second.
I just knew that instinctively.
Hang on.
Did you? That a mixologist.
Southeastern School for Bartending Potential Advertising. Mm-hmm. Cross off the list.
Sorry. It's not a scam.
Just kidding.
It's a joke.
They just like teach you how to make drinks that people don't even order anymore, like a sidecar or a gimlet or a Gibson. Like people don't really order that stuff anymore.
Do they teach you to use a jigger and a pony?
Jigger and a pony.
You don't know what that is?
I know what a jigger is.
The pony is the other side of it. When you flip it over.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Is a jigger, I thought a jigger was the whole
thing. Yeah, it's like the measuring for shots.
On one shot?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know how to free pour, though. You got to test people on that.
How to free pour?
Yeah, without using a jigger. Like, can you pour an ounce and a half? Like without using a jigger.
Is it a four count?
Yeah. You do bubble 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. That's it.
So that's six.
Well,
count.
Yeah, it's a six count. It's a six count.
Oh, damn.
I was like, wait a minute. That sounds like more numbers.
Yeah, it's four. A four
I
count.
You do the bubble. Because TJ and I looked at you at the exact same time. Like, what? No, that's
right. Bubble 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So four.
Shut up. I'm a little rusty, okay?
That's funny. But don't they make the things now that you put, Ace, you talked about this on the Bar Rescue, where they put that electronic thing on the bottle and it automatically pours out how much you're supposed to use so you're not, you know,
and in some
cheating
places,
the bar out of money.
Yeah, and I think in some places it can be required to prevent overpouring.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, they have those things.
That,
I don't know. You said they're digital or electric? What did you say they were?
I don't know. It's some type of thing. I don't remember. They use it on Bar Rescue, and
it's digital.
It measures it out as they pour, and it shuts it off.
There are pourers that are just, I don't know how it knows, but it'll pour an ounce and a half, and then it'll stop. But it's not digital or anything. It's just a regular.
But this one's digital, so if you pour an ounce and a half, and then you turn it back up and then pour some more, then it registers on there, so it knows, hey, you're doing too much heavy pour in here. You're costing us money.
Those must be expensive.
Not as expensive as losing money to just a bunch of hard D's you're trying to get free alcohol.
Remember.
It's true. It's not me that's causing you money. It's a four count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. It is you.
Oh my God. That would have been the greatest thing ever on Bar Rescue. So how do you pour? It's a four count. They're like, yeah, show us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Bubble 1, 2.
Everybody knows it's a four count where you count to six.
It's 4 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
Simple math, guys.
Duh.
It's not me. You're barking up the wrong tree.
So slow your roll.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.